Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ella Alexander. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, October 7th. Here are your headlines to start your day. The Northwestern women's soccer team had a big win against Nebraska on Sunday after a streak of unfortunate losses and ties. The Wildcats scored 3 goals on the Cornhuskers while denying them any opportunity to get on the board. Dr. Ruchi Gupta from Northwestern's Feinberg School of Medicine recently wrapped up a study aiming to reduce peanut allergies among children. The study used educational materials about peanut allergies to help parents expose their young children to peanut-based foods safely, which produced fantastic results in lessening this allergy amongst children in the Chicago and Peoria areas. The contentious fight to represent Illinois' 9th Congressional District is officially underway, as Edgewater Church hosted over 100 North Shore residents and gave 12 candidates an early opportunity to discuss their political platforms. Some topics discussed were climate change, relations with the federal administration, reproductive rights, and the Israel-Palestine conflict. All of these issues will be critical in determining the frontrunners after a primary in March of 2026. Yesterday, the state of Illinois and city of Chicago filed lawsuits to stop Trump's deployment of the National Guard to Chicago. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, along with hundreds of thousands of Chicagoans, have fervently opposed Trump's installation of these troops and are hopeful that this lawsuit can combat the dangerous breach of power that the National Guard exemplifies. Today marks 2 years since Hamas's attack on Israel. Israeli families have come together by organizing memorials to mourn the dead, while political divides concerning the leadership of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu persist. The Israeli government was conspicuously absent in the planning for these memorials, as many Israeli individuals blame Netanyahu for the lack of a ceasefire. Meanwhile, Israel and Hamas began informal talks about Trump's proposed peace plan in Egypt on Monday. This discussion will continue to unfold today. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ella Alexander. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Cat.